Welcome to Aberdeen!
No.
Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Nix.
Atta baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gump. He knows he's Canadian station's beard of wonder. Why?
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, Sire. Brucey, Bruce.
What's going on, dude? Chilling.
Chilling. Absolutely fucking chilling.
Chilling.
Speaking of chilling, Mitt, how are we?
We are straight chilling, Tony. We got one of the best nights of the week. Probably my favorite night of the week.
Tuesday.
Action fucking Tuesday.
Action Tuesday, baby.
Go ahead.
For those keeping score, I am completely defeated on Action Tuesday, completely undefeated on Action Wednesday. So any pick I take tonight, you can fade. I believe Bruce is still undefeated on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
And I believe Gumpy's doing pretty well on Tuesdays as well.
Yeah, I got smacked last Wednesday. Completely defeated.
That's my action.
That's my action, baby. That'll happen.
I have to toot my own horn here, Tony, but I have actually only lost one bet in Action Tuesdays.
There it is. Fucking there it is.
There it is.
Good work last night, boys. Good work.
Thank you.
Manders, dude.
Manders.
Left hand. Who are we?
The Commanders. I mean, they fucking took it to him. 40 minutes of time of possession.
Eagles were due for one. It looked like it was almost there against the Texans.
I know. It felt like it was coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little sleepy.
Yeah, it feels like we were giving the Eagles their flowers a little early.
Whoa, what Perhaps. Do you mean, Mitt?
I mean, You're it got brought frauds? Up today. What?
You saying they're frauds?
I'm not saying they're frauds, but it did get brought up today on Pat's show. I mean, like, the list of quarterbacks that they've had to play so far, they just haven't really played the greatest competition. Their defense has gotten a fuck ton of turnovers against all of those quarterbacks, so it's like, okay, you can't get turnovers, which they did last night, but...
Well, we had talked about it.
Davis back.
Huh? Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah. Not the same without Jordan Davis.
I mean, with Hargrave and Fletcher Cox in the middle, you would think they'd be fine, but... We talked about it last year going into the Tampa playoff game. Same exact storyline. It just people kind of forgot about it this year because they started out with no losses. And when you start out with no losses, no one's going to say anything bad.
Yeah, you immediately join the top three Super Bowl contender conversation, basically.
Correct.
Like if the Colts can run on them on Sunday.
Which they might. They might be able to. Right. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if the Colts are fixed or not.
That line is moving, though. It's 6.5 now.
What was it?
Eight?
Was that like 11?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, people probably, like, there are probably Eagles backers out there that liked them -11.5.
Probably.
And then took them -8 as, like, a look ahead.
Yeah.
You lose, sir.
Today, we have the Maction. We got a nice little college basketball slate, boys.
Yeah, we do, actually.
Some bangers tonight.
Champions Classic downtown.
Champions Classic downtown, are you going?
Downtown. I don't think so.
Okay, nice.
But I did buy a ticket.
I looked at tickets.
You bought a ticket and you're not going to go?
Yeah.
You only bought one ticket?
Go, you mutt.
What kind of mutt move is that, dude?
Why did you buy one ticket? I would have fucking bought the other one if you bought two.
I'm probably just going to sell it, actually, right after this. So if you want it.
Bruce, go
no,
to
I'm
the
not
game.
Going
one. No.
No, no.
No.
You do. Listen, you got Maction on. You
I actually
go to
can't go, yeah. Ohio's playing.
Here at Ball State. We're actually going to that one.
Oh!
Yeah, head fake, see you at Ball State.
NBA tonight, NHL tonight. Let's run through a little bit of just some of the... NFL games. We don't have to do all of them. Just kind of like a quick run through. Titans-Packers Thursday night. Packers still can't stop the run. So...
It's an issue.
Something to think about on Thursday night there for me. Now, am I going to take the Titans plus the 3? I don't know, but something I might look at. I don't know.
Under could be in play.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Because I wrote it down. Obviously, under's in play, but they also have both teams are top five on third down defense, so they get off the field and they're top 10 in red zone defense, so they don't fucking give up touchdowns. Which,
yeah,
I thank you for reminding me.
The Titans after a game where Derrick Henry doesn't go off
exactly.
is one of the scariest things
exactly.
in football.
Exactly.
Because he's due to go off.
The ball, though, Bruce.
What?
Not like they didn't give him the ball.
Oh yeah, they handed him the ball.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm still trying to figure out why they sat him like the whole second half against the Chiefs.
Who knows? Who the fuck knows?
Like, is he gassed?
He was. I mean, they were asked like because he got like 30 carries in a row, like back to back to back games. So You might, they might be fucking trying something here.
Yeah.
But who knows? Panthers are at the Ravens, 12.5. I don't know if there's not a lot going on there.
Fuck off.
Oh, wait, Baker's starting, right?
No.
Yeah, because PJ Walker's hurt.
Oh, that's brutal.
Wait, Baker always does really well against the Ravens. So that's sarcastic.
I was going to be like, really?
No. Browns are in Buffalo. Apparently there's a report of 30 inches of snow.
Yep.
From Friday to Sunday. I checked the weather forecast. I don't know if it's saying that, though. Normally you'd see me fucking pumping weather under here.
I'm calling
Fugaz on the snow totals.
It'll be 15 mile per hour winds and cold as shit at the very least, though.
Wait, is this the same guy that said fucking 15 mile an hour winds last week is nothing?
10 was nothing.
No, he said 10.
10 to 15 is nothing. I said 15 plus. We are above.
I wrote it down here in my journal.
We are above the threshold of caring about the wind.
He was fucking sitting dead right on that.
I wrote it here in my fucking journal, Bruce.
10 to 15, nothing.
Okay.
15 to 20, you start to have some material effects on the football game.
Material effects.
There is a winter
in here, Bruce.
The winter storm watches from Thursday night till Sunday at 7. My thing is, like, I assume the majority comes Friday and Saturday and Sunday. It's right now. I'm not saying like I'm not throwing everything that I have down on.
You're just trying to put your Tony DiNardo hat on.
But just a dusting from like a big pile on the sidelines enough.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Trust me. I mean, the biggest thing is you're going to get fucking videos of thousands and thousands of volunteers shoveling the stands so people could go to the game.
Yep.
That's what I'm looking forward to. Eagles at Colts. We just talked about the run situation there. I assume Eagles, it's a revenge game for Sirianni. Don't forget.
Yeah. 6.5.
Yeah. Saturday's first game at home, though. That place could be fucking rocking.
Sure.
You're going to have him come out last. You got it, right?
How are we classifying this as a revenge game?
What do you mean? He was with the Colts, and now he's with the Eagles.
But he wasn't fired.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You were at an organization. It doesn't matter. Revenge game.
Okay. But I can't. I'll make the rules.
I mean, technically, it's a revenge game for the Colts, too, because the Eagles fleeced him with Carson Wentz and fucking, and they took Sirianni from him. And
yeah. Gave him Frank.
There's a lot of revenge angles here. Jets are at the Pats. The last time they played, it was 22-17. It was ugly. Like, it was, I mean, no one should have won that game. The total's 41. I don't know. Both teams are off a bye, though. Bill Belichick's 15-7 off of a bye straight up. I don't know if that means anything to you or not.
I just don't see the Jets going into Foxborough and winning, do you?
Yeah, it's just, you know.
I didn't see them doing a lot of things they've done this year.
Coca-Cola, Kleenex, Pats at home.
Yeah. Off a bye.
I'm on the complete same side. I saw this and I was like,
Hold on, wait a second.
I mean, I also watched them beat the absolute shit out of the Colts, and that's the last time I saw the Patriots play, so maybe I'm just recency bias. -3 is just way too short at home.
Are you saying, like, Kleenex is a name brand?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's what I was going for there.
I like it.
Coca-Cola, Kleenex, Pats at home.
Yeah.
Not bad. I think that's from Entourage, where they're, like, pitching Vinny Chase.
They say Kleenex?
I don't know, but you know what I mean?
No, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. That's what I was going for. Yeah, because you don't say, give me a tissue, do you, Tony? No. You say, give me a Kleenex, don't you?
You're 1,000% right. Commanders are 3.5 at the Texans. That's an interesting one. That's a sneaky one.
Yeah.
That feels that like thing, everyone's going to be on Commanders.
That thing will be fucking 5 by Sunday.
Like, that's a game I don't want to bet, but tell you what, a game that I really don't want to bet. There is a list of games here in a row that I don't want to bet, and it starts Commanders Texans, okay, Rams and Saints.
If Stafford's in, I feel like Saint or Rams are a play.
Him still being maybe protocol
without Cooper Kupp, and we've seen what that team was with him.
Dude,
I'm not saying to bet the Saints because I just watched them play. They're horrible,
dude. Dude, how is Andy Dalton starting in 2022?
Someone's going to have to do a fucking investigation into it.
Also, like, what the fuck happened to the, not the Colts, jeez, the Rams run game? It seems like they basically did the exact
same
thing
as the fucking
Colts.
It's been dead for 2 years.
Their whole line's fucking gone.
Lions and Giants. That one's fishy enough that I don't want to bet that one either. It's, Giants are only 3 at home.
Yeah, I love the Giants here. I really do. if it was the same old Lions, I would be worried. But the fact that we got the brand new Lions coming to town makes me very confident.
Okay.
Yeah, don't.
That one's a run game. I feel like every week is Giants are playing shitty run defenses and they're playing good running teams. And to their credit, they've won and covered a lot of those games.
Yep. The chief concern for me would be that, you know, the Giants play a ton of close games, as yes. do the Lions, so yeah. they are used to it.
Yeah. Continue the trend of games. Holy fuck. Bears +3 at Falcons.
Dude, all these games fucking suck.
Raiders +2.5. Raiders +2.5 at the Broncos.
Raiders Broncos is one that I would...
I like the Broncos.
I would love to take the Raiders, but I ain't got it.
Surtain is going to be on Davante Adams like white on rice, and then they aren't going to be able to do
anything. If you love putting a hazmat suit on and just fucking sweating for 4 hours, which we do, Sunday's your slate.
Yep.
Dude, if your quarterback goes up and cries on this fucking stage,
you better win.
If not now. If not now, then when?
Cowboys are
true.
Cowboys are road favorites against the Vikings.
That's
a wild. You know what the you know what the rules are for that one, Bruce? Oh no, Bruce is getting yelled at.
What's up?
You know what the rules are for
which
for Cowboys being?
Oh yeah, road favorite, outrageous.
Bruce is getting yelled at. Outrageous. See, everyone, look at Bruce getting yelled at in the back by Ty.
Road favorites, outrageous. I'm just trying to grab something.
Roasted. Boom, roasted.
He had no idea.
I do. When I do get distracted back here, I'm
distracted.
I'm immediately like a puppy.
No. Everyone's going to be on the Vikings. The rules will say take the Cowboys.
I don't know if the rules ever say take the Cowboys.
All right. But I can put your biases aside for a second.
No.
I
refuse.
Oh, thank God. 425. Bengals, Steelers. See, Bengals in the first matchup. Now, there's no Jamar Chase. Probably should have lost that one by 14, but the Bengals turned it over 19 times. Minka said, fuck your surgery. I'm coming back 1 week later.
Hell yeah.
I was wondering about that when they said that was going to be 2 weeks. Like,
he wanted to play on Sunday.
Yeah, like when I had that surgery, like I played soccer 6 days later.
Okay, so we're saying Burrow was...
I'm not saying that. I'm telling you my story.
Chargers 6.5-point dogs at home to the Chiefs.
The Chiefs, but I don't. These games are always close with them and the Chargers.
And then Monday night, Niners -8 against the Cardinals. If Colts start, and I'm not laying 8.
No, it feels like quite the contrary. The dog on Monday night moving forward.
Okay, let's do Maction.
Thank God. Dude, I might have like 3 picks this weekend after that board.
Hey.
It's a great slate, man. Just warm up to it.
There's some good nuggets in there.
Yeah, pour yourself some hot cocoa tonight and really dive into the board.
Yeah.
And you'll learn to love it.
Two games tonight. Bowling Green at Toledo. The line is 17. Bowling Green has the... And I'm going to put this lightly.
Bowling Green might have put the worst game I've ever seen on tape last week.
They are 113th in yards per rush, 110th in yards per pass. Toledo. I mean, Toledo. I'm not taking this fucking game.
No, I'm out on this one. No thanks.
Anybody taking this game?
No, I mean, unless Toledo has the 85 Bears playing defense tonight, they're not going to cover the 17. Bowling Green stinks, but I'm going to take them.
Yeah, let's go. Wow. Backer boys are on Bowling Green plus 17.5. We're going to grab on to this thing, and we're holding on for dear fucking
I respect.
Motherfucker, this fucking guy said he didn't like anything on the NFL slate. He's fucking jumping.
I was just about to say that.
Fucking jumping all over Bowling Green plus 17.
These two are taking hazmat suit week, fucking starting early.
Yep.
Fuck yeah.
Holy yep.
shit. Hey, with that being said, I do love the college board on Saturday.
Hell yeah.
Oh, I haven't even dove in yet.
A lot of nice money line options in there, my friend.
The game that I will touch.
Touch it, Tony.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Tony. You know where you're going.
Kissing, loving. I will buy the Bobcats to -2.5 at -150 against the Chirp Chirp Ball State. I mean, what are we doing here? It's Bobcats world. We're just living in it.
It's true.
Hey.
Yeah, 77% of the money on Ball State, 23% on Ohio. Ohio hasn't lost a football game in about 6 months, it feels like.
Hasn't been within in a touchdown. Like, it's been seven or more every single game,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I will gladly lay 3.5 with our beloved Bobcats here.
Oh, you say fuck the hook, I'll take it.
Yeah, I'm either going to 2.5 or the money line. I am slightly concerned just out of respect for Maction because, you know, the top, it's tricky. They don't give it to you. You have to take it. But I think Ohio is prepared to get the job done tonight. And what
Mitt, what town is Ball State in?
Muncie.
It's Muncie. In Muncie, Indiana. Shout out Bill. Went to school there for, I think, a year. I'm riding with my fucking dogs, the undefeated Ooh. On Tuesday night Maction team, the undefeated team ATS, because they've been dogs in both these matchups. I'm riding with the fucking fighting Chirp Chirps Ball State Cardinals plus the 3.5.
Let's go. It might be, that's ugly. It might be 37 and raining there tonight. Oh,
beautiful.
Doesn't
phase
Ohio.
No, I know.
Have you seen the running back that Ball State trots out there?
I heard he's really good, actually.
Yeah, dude. He's awesome. I'm blanking on his name. He's number 33. He's fucking awesome. Just runs over people, has long hair.
Ball State's been so good, they've got to 5-5.
Yeah, dude. They just needed Tuesday night Maction to turn their season around. I mean, that's what we live for here. That's what Muncie is. Let's fucking go.
I kind of want to go to Muncie tonight with like a Keurig and just set up shop, giving out
Mitt,
coffee.
You should go to Muncie with that sign that you just said.
What? Tuesday or Maction start on Tuesday?
This is what Muncie's all about.
This is what Muncie's all about, baby. Maction Tuesday. I'll be the number one person.
I mean, I know people going to the game tonight, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Who do you know? They can't give away enough tickets.
You got eyes
games,
on
dude.
This thing?
You know,
you got
my
boots,
you know,
on the ground.
You guys have met them before. They're OU grads, and they are going up to Ball State tonight to fucking cheer on the Bobcats.
Hell yeah.
One played football at OU. Has to
respect.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you have to go. Do you?
I respect the fuck out of that. I would go.
Hell.
Okay. Well, maybe.
See him there.
Maybe. Maybe.
Are you going, Tony?
Maybe.
Tony.
Talk to me in an hour.
Tony.
No. You know why? You
Tony.
Know
why? Tony. I'm going to the sitter. Mick can babysit.
If we could cancel the pod, I would go. But, you know, unfortunately, we'll be here doing that. Okay. Those are the two games tonight. We have three games tomorrow that we will get to tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay. Where do we want to go? Where do you want to go, boys? College basketball, it feels like the right place to go tonight.
Go ahead, Bruce.
Bruce, start with Bruce.
All right, yeah. So in the Champion Classic right downtown, I'll start there. I like Michigan State plus the 7.5. It's kind of a story of the easy early road versus the hard early road, with Izzo obviously sending the boys to an aircraft carrier to hit the under and cover the 11.5 against Gonzaga. And, you know, Kentucky, who just cranked Duchesne at Duchesne.
What the fuck are you just saying?
The Dukes, they got their asses kicked by Kentucky last time out.
First off, Duchesne. A little respect on the 2-1 Duquesne Dukes, okay? They're 2-1 ATS as well. And you picked against them in your own one against Duquesne. So, a little fucking respect, okay?
I didn't pick against them.
I just
One of you did, and I got fucking notes. Okay.
That was me.
And then I like Duke in the later game with Kansas. I also like the Reeves kid. He's a senior on Kentucky. He's shooting 55% from three good. And is plus 150 for 15 plus. Their second leading scorer is out. He's going to have to carry the bulk of the load for Kentucky. I think I had one more play. Gumpy, hopefully you have it, and I'll look for it.
All right. I love Georgetown getting 1.5 at home against Northwestern.
Okay.
Laying 3.5 with St. Peter's at home against Bucknell. I got Penn money line at Drexel. Temple money line at home against Vandy. SMU money line at home against New Mexico. Marquette.
Ooh, back on your fucking Marquette.
Getting 8.5 at Purdue. Thank you very much. Here's fuck. What's going on with Memphis? Why are they getting no respect?
I don't know.
I mean, you know about, you know, I don't know.
I remember seeing that they had a great recruiting class, right?
Yeah. So Memphis is getting 3.5 at St. Louis. Thank you very much.
Jeez.
I'm going against you, Bruce. I'm taking Kansas plus 2.5 against Duke. And then my last one is Cal and San Diego, both 0-2. I think Cal gets them here. I'll take Cal money line at San Diego.
Did you think? Did you remember your other one, Bruce?
Yeah, San Diego State minus 5.5 at Stanford. I think there'll be too much there. Ooh.
Okay. How do we feel about the NBA slate tonight?
I got one.
Yeah, it's not great. It's such a tricky league with all the you're in, you're out, you're in, you're questionable till 6 o'clock, you're in, you're out, you're questionable till 6 o'clock.
All-time cover by the Suns last night, though, losing by one.
Yeah, that was absolutely ridiculous. I don't know why I don't bet money line on teams like that.
No, don't. I can tell you every fucking
Pistons covered the 4.5, too.
I will never learn. I get it. Let's just jump into tonight. We got the Memphis Grizzlies plus 4 going into New Orleans. Ja Morant and the boys are fucking buzzing. Let's go.
Okay. Texans have claimed former Arizona Cardinals running back Eno Benjamin. That was a weird cut.
Yeah, what was that?
What was that?
Guy runs pretty hard and well.
Yeah, didn't he have like over 100 the one game that he got the actual start?
Yeah, he was like Wally Pipping James Conner, and then they just sent him out of Dodge.
That was a weird one. Sorry, pal, I cut you off there.
I like the Nets getting 2.5 at Sacramento.
Yeah, I also like the Nets. I was thinking about taking a money line, but fuck it, give me a couple points because it could bite me in the ass. I think Kevin Durant is going to have to do something just to put this team on his back. There's no way Kevin Durant misses the fucking playoffs and this team goes off the rails. It's Kevin fucking Durant.
Oh, well said.
They've been very good. Jacques Vaughn's done a good job also.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's moving me. I could give you something right now, but...
No, we don't.
I'm not going
to
do it.
You don't need don't to force. You don't
yeah,
need
I'm to not. I'm not going to. The Knicks are going to get killed tonight by the Jets.
Yeah, don't force.
It's just one of those things that happens.
You don't. Hey. Hey, pal.
Grab your cocoa and head the Muncie, Bruce.
Yeah, yeah.
Head your cocoa. Oh, fucking. Head.
The Knicks are kind of bumming me out a little bit. Seems like might be time to pack it in.
Nobody
on the whole
gets
experiment.
Hyped about the season, no matter what, quite like Knicks fans, Bruce. I got to give it to you.
Yeah, man. I mean, we win a playoff
like, no
game.
No matter what, there is hope for the Knicks every year, no matter what.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Well, you know, you're just like right out there outside of Penn Station on 7th Avenue, 7th Avenue, and sidewalk TVs rolling around. And it's just an absolute mm-hmm. movie. You go to it one time, and you're like, that was the best. That was the best thing ever. I just hope they win every game that they ever play.
The fucking Mac to round out the association, unless Gumpy has one more pick. Someone nope. who doesn't usually force, Luka Doncic. I think he's going to have a great fucking night well tonight. Said. And I love the Dallas Mavericks minus 7. They are playing the LA Clippers at home.
Is that thermostat over there, Mitt?
Yeah.
Fucking freezing back here. God. Damn it!
This can't be a daily occurrence.
No, it is. It's
no,
me.
I really enjoy
it's my favorite part
because now he remembers to turn the microphone on when he does
it's my fucking favorite,
what is
favorite part of the day.
Is that Payne Stewart up there?
What are you talking about?
That's Uncle Frankie.
Look at that fucking,
what are you talking about?
That's Uncle Frankie on the ice.
He wore a nice fucking shirt to give some pics out. What's going on?
He keeps his house freezing.
It's a respectable establishment.
Bruce, this is my favorite part of the day. I can't wait to hear what you come up with tomorrow. Okay, Devils are going to mall. Wait, hold on. Hold on, I got to see something. Everyone fucking stop. Don't move.
No, you already know what happened.
I don't.
Hold on. I can just tell you. You don't got to look it up.
I want to look it up myself. Monday, November 14th.
Let's just say I made three picks yesterday. Two were incorrect. One was...
Oh, son of a bitch. Spot
fucking on.
Ottawa lost.
Yeah. Dude, I told you.
It's tough to get up for a fucking 2 p.m. puck drop. No matter who's getting retired.
They stink.
Okay. Speaking of Canada, though, Devils are in Montreal.
Devils are quite good. Nine-game winning streak.
Play tonight.
12-3. Give me the Devils, 60-minute puck line. Pow, are you in on this? I know you're a big Devils guy lately, but they're going against your Habs, so...
Devils play last night, right? Are they fresh?
I don't think they did. Did they?
I don't like to go against the Habs in Montreal.
They did not play last night. No, I get it. The ghosts of the forum and all that. But give me the Devils.
The Devils.
They're hot or they're not, right? And they're hot. So it's got to wear off at some point. So I see that side of it as well.
Ooh.
On a fucking 9-game heater, boys.
Interesting to see here what Gump does. Stars are in Tampa Bay.
Well, did you see the tweet the Lightning put out this morning?
No, please tell us. What was it?
Something about don't message us. We're looking for Taylor Swift tickets. Lightning don't give a damn about hockey right now. Give me Texas hockey on
Texas
the money line.
Texas hockey.
Plus 130. Let's fucking ride, dude.
Is fucking Otter playing?
No, it's Wedgie, pal.
No, Otter. Well, no, last time he said that, Otter was in. It
Otter's
looks like,
in. Yeah. Otter's in, and it's fucking... It's Elliott for fucking Tampa.
Yeah,
dude.
Exactly. Stars are top six in the league in both goals for and goals against. Otter's one of the best young goalies in the game. Brian Elliott is a 38, maybe 39, almost 40-year-old backup. Give me the Stars money line.
Brian Elliott went to the same goaltending school as Thomas Grieche.
I knew that was
well. Fun. Elliott is 3-1 on the year.
Don't fucking put on
four fucking.
Please don't fucking. Slander Antoine Griezmann's name with fucking Tommy Grice, okay?
Different fucking... He's in Qatar, lad.
Yeah. Panthers, $2 favorites against the Caps.
Yeah, just going to stay away from this one. The Caps have won just two of their last eight games. Ovi hasn't scored in three games. Maybe a sprinkle on an Ovi anytime goal tonight, but stay away from me.
Leafs are at the Pens.
Oh, barnburner. Matt Murray? Is Matt Murray revenge?
This is a Matt Murray game. He's getting his first start off IR. He's missed a couple weeks. They just played.
He's a Leafs starter.
4 days ago, and the Leafs won 4-2. Yeah, Matt Murray is. You'll see a lot of shots go high glove side, unless the boys are feeling sympathetic and they lay off
they
the
won't.
Glove. But if or I were them, I'd be pumping everything they got to that top right-hand corner of the net. Not making a pick. Staying away.
Okay. Couvers are in Buffalo.
Oh, hell yeah.
These teams stink right now. Couvers have lost three in a row. Buffalo beat them 5-1 early in the year, but lately Buffalo's lost five in a row, seven of their last 10. I was going to stay away from this one as well.
Think about
you see the net for the Couvers?
Oh, you're right. Spence Martin. I should, huh?
Spencer Martin, feed me the Couvers on the money line.
You're right. I'll do it.
Jump it on.
I'll take
jump
Couvers
it on.
Money line.
Yeah, let's go.
Flyers are in Columbus.
Again.
Are they wearing the Ponce?
Are they wearing the Ponce?
Not that I know of. I don't think so. They could be.
They probably only wear them at home. Why would you wear the Ponce on the
road? Yeah, not going to wear them on the road.
Intimidation.
They've lost seven of the last 10, the Flyers have, and they just lost to Columbus 5-2 last Thursday. Columbus, however, super banged up. Even between now and then, they've lost a lot of guys. Werenski's out for the year. Patrick Laine's hurt. 4-10 straight up on the season and hold a... League worst goal differential minus 23. Give me the Flyers.
Okay.
Money line.
Ooh.
The
Kata Hot's in that.
Kata Hot. The Minnesota North Stars are at the Preds.
Not even going to talk about it. Not touching it. both these teams.
What's wrong with the Preds? What's going on?
They can't score.
Packers thing.
Can't score. They can't stop goals. It's just not very good.
I'm fucking out.
Speaking of stinks, the Sharks are at the Knights.
Give me the Knights 60-minute money line. They had their first loss in, what, 9 games the other night on Saturday?
Bounce back.
Yeah. Knights off
fucking
the loss.
Fucking Reamer's still going? Is Reamer the Sharks starter?
Who, J. Van Riemsdyk?
James Reamer?
Reimer?
It is James Reimer.
Still going?
4-5-2 on the year.
Best thing going for the Sharks.
2.8.
How about the Wings at the Ducks?
I will take the Wings here on the road. Well, Anaheim's ranked 32nd in goals against per game and 31st on the power play and penalty kill. They're on a 3-game losing streak. We'll roll the dice with the Wings. Wings money line.
6% of the money is on the Cougars.
Six?
Oh, that's good for us.
Yeah.
Make it 7, brother.
Make it fucking 9, brother.
Thank you, Nikki.
Yeah, good luck, boys.
6%.
Any World Cup stuff you need to get off your chest today or no?
I kind of think first game Sunday.
How pissed are you going to be when the United States boys fucking run wild on those English bastards, huh?
I mean, it's coming. US might have troubles.
What are you talking about, dude?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Fucking listen, they're going to body bail, okay? Not a problem.
See ya, Gareth.
Wales is a concern. Wales always shows up to these tournaments. Always.
Goodbye, Gareth. We're probably going to tie Wales and then beat England, if I had to guess.
I wouldn't be shocked if they were all fucking tie. Draw.
Tie.
Draw.
Tough group, to be honest.
Fucking group of death.
Cheeky group. Look out for Croatia. I know they're getting old.
Jesus, here we go.
But they got the young pipeline to reload. They're 38-1, just like Uruguay. I think they have a better chance than Uruguay.
Oh, okay. You don't have to fucking put a bet down to put another one over, Bruce.
No, you're right. I'm sorry.
I mean, but the bias. His bias just, he can't.
I have no bias.
anything about World Cup gets sent in, Bruce literally replies with Croatia's getting no respect.
He's wearing a Croatia hat.
No respect.
Croatia goes on a run in every tournament, dude. No one's denying that.
He's wearing a Croatian hat. There.
I'm just saying.
I can't see that.
I know.
Where's the lefty hat? Put it back on.
Yeah, come on. Fucking grow a pair, dude. All right, tomorrow, more action, college football, more World Cup, more NBA, more NHL, more college basketball. Wide. More me bitching about fucking sports books giving money back to people on fucking gambling.
Yeah. Hey, shout out, though. 50-plus, Devontae Smith got the refund. Thank you to the beggars that go out and whine. I would never do that ever in my life. Couldn't even imagine being a person that would do that. But thank you.
Imagine like going to your bookie. Now this is before sports books, obviously.
Back in the '80s.
Let's not go down this.
No, back in the '80s with my grandpa.
Yeah. Hey, fucking Mr. Bookie. Did you see what happened? And then they would fucking hit you in the face with a fucking soldering iron. Those were the good old days.
On Sunday, if I was up, I collected. If I was down, I collected.
Fucking, thank you.
It's casino, everybody.
I know. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Dan.